Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. I am back here with Naomi Whittle, and she is helping me to understand, to look for those good fats, get rid of those bad fats. So I was on the right track, wasn't I, Naomi,
oh,
when I
my.
Got rid of everything white for me to lose that initial. But now I need to learn how to really take advantage of all the good fats. Now, does that kind of fit in?
Absolutely, Paula. I was so excited when we started looking through your cookbook and connecting it with my book, Glow 15, and how we put the two together, because everything that you have in here, like just these most delicious, delicious recipes, right? So let's even take any one of these. The choices, let's take the butter bacon burger, right? So delicious. And what you add to it as far as the bacon and the different, the mayonnaise, which comes with the good fats in it. Every
now,
single one of these recipes.
Is that homemade mayonnaise or store-bought mayonnaise?
Well, I'm a big fan of homemade mayonnaise.
Me too.
My grandfather in France actually taught me how to make homemade mayonnaise. And like you were saying, you know, you're using the good fats in that. So you could be using the olive oil, which you have throughout this entire book. So I just love the fact that you've got the good fats in here, and then you're using your air fryer. It's phenomenal.
So we just got to leave off those bad fats.
That's all we have to do, and replace them. It's not about depriving ourselves.
Right.
Or taking away from the delicious and wonderful cooking.
I know it. I know it. Nobody wants to think, and I think that's why people lose weight and then they gain it right back, because nobody likes to think, I'm never going to be able to ever eat that again.
No.
Nobody wants to live that way.
And when you think about the way that you first learned how to cook from your grandmother, right?
Grandmother, yes.
What did she teach you about butter? Like, how did you know all of this?
I don't know. I don't know. I just knew that margarine was one of those things that was, but early in my marriage, I had to buy margarine. I couldn't afford butter. And I knew I shouldn't, but
really?
The pocketbook, you know, just wouldn't allow me to do it.
But isn't that amazing that you knew that, and everything that you've been doing just aligns so much with what our bodies want, right? So our bodies want the good fats every day, because the good fats activate the natural process of youth inside of our cells. So it's a whole biological thing.
And by eating good fats, that little Pac-Man is in there.
Cleaning things up, cleaning up the junk. And the thing about bad fats that we just don't realize is when we go to restaurants, not every restaurant is like your restaurants, right? You provide such a blessing to all of your customers because you're cooking with peanut oil.
Yes, and it's more expensive, but
right.
I would be willing to say there's not many restaurants out there.
There are not.
That do that.
We could go out and do a test, and I do this every day because I try so hard to avoid the bad fats. And what most restaurants do is they'll use the bad fats because you can't taste them, and they're trying to cut down on the costs, and it's an easy way to do it, and nobody knows the better for it.
Right, right. Nobody gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt, or so we think. Right?
That's right. That's right. Tell us how to get started. How do you...
Excellent.
How do you get started?
Well, I think a great...
Because I am starting Monday. I'm starting this Monday.
I think the first thing you do to get started is to make sure you have the right good fats in your kitchen. So number one is to do exactly what you've done.
All right, name me some good fats.
Okay, so olive oil, peanut oil mm-hmm. is a good fat. You can use coconut oil as a good mm-hmm. fat.
Mm-hmm. My daughter-in-law uses coconut oil.
It's a great one. You can use something called tea seed oil, mm-hmm. which comes from the green tea plant. It's a little bit more unusual. Avocado oil, we've okay. mentioned. These are some of
now
the really good ones.
Tell me something we can chew.
Something that you can chew.
Yes.
That's a good fat. Well, lots of the good high quality fatty meats, right? So you uh-huh. can chew right off the bone all uh-huh. sorts of delicious uh-huh. meats. Uh-huh. You can eat that marrow that you share.
Yes.
Mm. That's a great way to get a lot of the good fats. So I think if we eat the way our grandmothers ate on our mm-hmm. mother's side, it's mm-hmm. the very best thing we can do for anti-aging, for health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about lettuces?
Sure. So with lettuces, of course, I want lots of green mm-hmm. leafy vegetables, mm-hmm. but I love the collard greens that you make.
Oh my gosh,
all of the
yes.
dark green leafy vegetables.
And we cook them in ham hocks,
yum.
Which is what gives them that wonderful flavor, y'all. But that's good because it's a good fat.
It's the best, right? So the ham hock is providing so much additional nutrition right into those wonderful collard greens. And that together is one of the best things you can do for your health.
Oh, that's great. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I've got to hear more about those foods that I can chew, not drink.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. I'm here with Naomi Whittle. And we're talking about I asked Naomi to list me some good fats that I can chew. I think I know what they are, but I just want to hear it from her. So yesterday we were talking about frozen vegetables.
Yes.
They are so good now because they're flash frozen, and it's just like they're out of the fields.
They're so much more fresh compared to even fresh vegetables. The nutrient level is at the highest. So you're getting like yeah. 2-for-1
yes.
when you use the frozen.
Like I love frozen black-eyed peas, ooh. Butter beans, mm-hmm. crowder peas,
yum.
Lady peas, ladyfinger peas. All of those are such good products. Now, corn gets a bad rap, doesn't it?
It does.
And it's supposed to be one of those foods you should never eat, right?
I personally prefer to eat other foods, but by all means, so many people love corn.
Oh.
But I think that, you know, in moderation, like what you were mm-hmm. saying to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our Silver Queen corn in June and July is so delicious. So good. And I hear there's some great corn in New Jersey, in the state of Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
I have heard that as well, yes.
Yes. So, naturally, potatoes are off the,
right.
they're off
those
the table. Wait. My favorite food in the whole world. But I can have one once in a while, and that'll be all right.
And it's that butter that you put on it.
Uh-huh.
You were mentioning
gosh.
To me, with your grandkids and how, you know, eating a scoop mm-hmm. of butter
uh-huh.
is something that you allow them to do. And
yes,
so good.
I would have a bowl of butter balls
mm-hmm.
and little Jack would come in and he'd crawl up to the table and he'd reach in there and get him a whole ball and just eat it.
And my
kids his
do
mother
that.
Just almost had a heart attack. And I said, it's all right.
It is all right. It is. It's God's gift, like you were
it
saying.
It is God's gift. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there are, you know, you think about those little butter balls. They're literally energy balls for mm-hmm. our health mm-hmm. and they're fuel for our body. They're filled with so much of the good, good, clean fat. And yesterday we ate some of the fat bombs.
She has fat bombs, y'all. And you would not believe how delicious, especially for you dark chocolate lovers, because the ones that you made and brought, they are so dark.
Right.
Along with your glass of red wine. I know one of our girls loves red wine with that real, real dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Together. She Together. Likes to nibble on her chocolate. Yes. And these were so good, y'all. And Naomi said you can have 3 a day,
yeah.
which that's great. Have one in the morning and an afternoon snack. And for some reason, I want something sweet right before I go to sleep.
Which is if you
it's
have
perfect.
One
My
after
bomb.
Dinner, the little fat bomb. So we know that the fat bomb is opposite of like what a normal sweet treat is. There's
yeah.
no sugar. So you use an alternative like stevia.
Uh-huh.
And there are no carbohydrates, so you might be using almond butter or macadamia nut butter or coconut,
uh-huh.
like the lemon ones that uh-huh. we had yesterday. And they're so satiating. They give us so much energy.
Oh, my gosh.
And help us to lose fat.
Yes. And after I ate that little fat bomb, I mean, I was good.
Yeah.
You know, I was
right.
I was just good.
You feel good, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't
that was,
you
that
feel
was
satiated.
Plenty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was plenty for me. And now, can we order those, or
so
do I have to make them?
We have to make them right now, but I'm hoping
okay.
that you make them for all of us, because only you, Paula, could make them so delicious. And
oh, well, thank you. I would certainly try.
Hmm.
We had so much fun when I first started with the bag lady making gooey butter cakes. I bet between the team and myself, we came up with 75 ways
wow.
to make a gooey butter cake. And so I'd love to do that with the fat bombs.
I think that would be amazing, incredible, because we're giving ourselves
yes.
a treat that's so delicious, and yet it can really help to improve our health.
That's just
it doesn't make
wild.
Sense, right?
It doesn't make sense. But when you explain it to me, in the scientific way, mm-hmm. I can understand
right.
that.
Yes.
I can understand how that would happen. Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you so much, Paula.
Love y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Get your fat bomb and have a ball.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.